And from our New York studios, it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom. Now, when I heard all of the negative comments about world champion, record-breaking, and history-making gymnast 16-year-old Gabby Douglas, I was, and I have to get personal here, embarrassed. Why are black people talking about her hair so badly? What's the big deal? Don't they realize that she has accomplished so much? Now, Gabby explained that she is using a combination of gel and clips and a ponytail holder to keep her hair in place while she competes, a style that she has used and it's worked for her for years. Here's what she had to say in response to the criticism, and I'm quoting her. I don't know where this is coming from. I just made history and people are focused on my hair. Nothing is going to change. You might as well just stop talking about it. I'm going inside her story with Sophia Nelson. She's an attorney turned journalist who contributes to the Washington Post, NPR, The Root, The Griot. She can also be seen on CNN, Fox, and MSNBC regularly, and she is the author of the award-winning book Black Women Redefined. Good morning, Sophia.
Hey, Jackie.
Now, let's begin with your reaction when you heard about and read about all these negative comments about Gabby Douglas's hair.
Well, like most people, I was on Twitter the night that she won, and we were all excited. And then you started to see this kind of barrage of negative comments from sisters, nevertheless, about her hair. And, of course, myself, Marcia Dyson, a bunch of us rolling, we kind of started jumping all on this with folks. But I think that let's get to the issue that you raised, Jackie. I don't think there's a bigger issue confronting black women today than our lack of self-esteem and our self-worth and our poor image. And people would say to me, how's that possible? You have Mrs. Obama, you got Oprah, you have all these wonderful sisters that just did so well in the Olympics. How could black women not feel good about themselves? But it comes out, the fact that they would focus on her hair when she just made history and be cruel, and she's a girl. To do that is just unbelievable.
Right, right. Well, when you say, you know, because she even asked, you know, what is this all about? Where does this come from? And, you know, a lot of people would say, well, we're just being funny. We're just, or they don't see the big deal. Black women don't see, and there are a lot of black people that don't see what the big deal is about talking about her hair in this way.
Because we've become, you know, if others hate you long enough, you'll start to hate yourself. What do I mean? We've been defined in this country, as you know, as black women in particular, in ways that aren't flattering. We're too big. We're too dark. We're too light. Our hair is too nappy. It's too straight. This, you got to wear a weave. You got to wear it natural. We are still having arguments about who's lighter, who's darker, whose hair is better, and whose hair is worse. And this happens in corporate America. It happens at our colleges and universities, Jackie. It happens in our friendships, in our sorority meetings. We are still wrestling with how we look and how we've been defined is not pretty enough. You'll remember last year that article came out, Psychology Today, that black women aren't attractive, and it's scientifically provable that we're not as attractive as other races. These are very deep wounds, and every time we get an opportunity to celebrate one another, sometimes we choose to hate one another. And this was evident in how some people reacted to Gabby Douglas's win, and that they focused on her hair instead of focusing on the momentous occasion and her great achievement. It was just, it was all dropping, actually. It was just stunning.
Well, you know what it reminded me of, and just by comparison, was when the Rutgers University girls basketball team, you know, won their championship, and Imus, the radio host, came out and called them nappy-headed hoes, and then black people were in an uproar. I don't see the difference.
Well, there isn't a difference, and you remember he also likened them to raptors, you know, and if you know what a raptor is, it's a carnivorous dinosaur, you know, from the Stone Age that ripped people apart and was a man-eating dinosaur. So black women are not only nappy-headed hoes, quote-unquote, they are likened to man-eating dinosaurs. And so what I'm saying is when people define us in these ways, we begin to say that ourselves. It's just like the use of the N-word. We get really mad when other people do it, but when we do it, it's funny. And so I think, though, back to the issue, we have to have a serious discussion in the sisterhood, in our sororities, in our organizations, in our churches about how we see ourselves as black women and how we define beauty, because we need to redefine beauty, we need to redefine hair, and we need to get the message out, particularly to our young sisters. And Gabby's so positive, and hopefully we can enlist her in this discussion, Jackie. I think you and I ought to get on the stick and start talking about this, because we both have platforms to do it, about how black women need to start loving ourselves and loving our hair.